Horn.
Healers not celebrating.
Hello and welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, broadcasting on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org, and around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. On the Radio Thrift Shop, we celebrate 33s, 78s, 45s, tapes of all sorts, and homemade music releases from around the turn of the 20th century to the present. We're exploring the road less musically traveled. Thank you. Jimmy McGriff and Richard Groove Holmes from their 1973 album, Giants of the Organ Come Together. That was a tune called Out of Nowhere. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're not nowhere. You've found the Radio Thrift Shop right here on this frequency. Now, Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the dusty archives of the Thrift Shop library. In the past few weeks, I've been doing a survey of the complete Norman Granz jazz sessions as released on a CD box set on Verve Records. And on this edition of the Thrift Shop, we're going to hear Stompin' at the Savoy, Part 1 and Part 2. Recorded on October 30th, 1954, featuring Roy Eldridge and Dizzy Gillespie on trumpets, Bill Harris on trombone, Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, Flip Phillips on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson on drums. Stompin' at the Savoy. Mm-hmm.
This is Bird Note. If you hear the eerie song of the varied thrush, you may be in a moist Pacific Northwest forest, in a quiet and private place. Naturalist and artist Luis Agassiz Fuertes, one of the greatest painters of birds, called the song of the varied thrush as perfectly the voice of the cool, dark, peaceful solitude as could be imagined. At first glance, a varied thrush may appear to be a robin. Except in winter, when it gathers in loose flocks to move to lower elevations, this shy bird prefers solitude. The intricate pattern of color on its wings resembles dappled sunlight on the forest floor, and the male has a distinctive black band across his orange breast. Listen carefully to hear the overtones that turn the single sound of a varied thrush into a delicate minor chord. Varied thrushes are not often heard in the urban and suburban habitats of the Puget Sound region today because the lowland conifer forests cover less than 1% of their original area. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This week we're digging into the complete Norman Granz jam sessions. So keep your ears tuned to WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and classicalwscs.org. Thank you.
Thank you. From the complete Norman Granz Jam Sessions recorded back in 1954, that was Stompin' at the Savoy Parts 1 and 2. And you might have heard Herb Ellis there on guitar. He was from Texas and he toured with Casa Loma and Jimmy Dorsey bands, and he formed the trio Soft Winds in the 1940s. He replaced Barney Kessel as Oscar Peterson's guitarist, and he worked with Peterson from 1953 to 1958. He was a founder of the touring group Great Guitars with Barney Kessel and Charlie Byrd in the 1970s. Great guitarist there, Herb Ellis. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to Homegrown Homemade Radio, known as the Radio Thrift Shop. All of the programs are archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number 4.net. So if you missed any of the shows, the past 510 shows, please just check them out. They are all up there online, waiting for your ears.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories.
Originally submitted in 1905, Mark Twain wrote his famous war prayer and sent it to Harper's Bazaar. The women's magazine rejected it for being too radical, and it wasn't published until after Mark Twain's death, when World War I made it even more timely. It appeared in Harper's Monthly in the month of November, 1916. The plot to the war prayer is simple. Our nation, as is so often the case, was gripped by one of its perennial war fevers. At Sunday services, the usual invocation to God and country are made, hoping for quick victories and painless deaths. Then a stranger appears, his long body clothed in a robe that reached to his feet, his head bare, his white hair descending in frothy cataracts. The stranger invokes a prayer that more closely hews to the reality of war. Quote, O Lord our God, help us to tear their soldiers to bloody shreds with our shells. Help us to cover their smiling fields with the pale forms of their patriot dead. Help us to drown the thunder of the guns with the shrieks of their wounded, writhing in pain. Help us to lay waste their humble homes with a hurricane of fire. Help us to wring the hearts of their unoffending widows with unavailing grief. For our sakes who adore thee, Lord, blast their hopes, blight their lives, protract their bitter pilgrimage, make heavy their steps, water their way with their tears, stain the white snow with the blood of their wounded feet. We ask it in the spirit of love, of him who is the source of love, and who is the ever-faithful refuge and friend of all that are sore beset, and seek his aid with humble and contrite hearts. Amen. After a pause, the stranger said, Ye have prayed it. If ye still desire it, speak. The messenger of the Most High waits. It was believed afterward that the man was a lunatic, because there was no sense in what he said. Unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
And welcome back to Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. I also want to mention that I have a brand new show for 2020 because this has been an incredibly stressful year with COVID-19, etc., etc., etc. So instead of talking about that, let's plug into some beautiful music with Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience, which is also archived on radioforall.net. All right, next up on the turntable, the Sons and Daughters of Light with Let the Sun Shine In.
Let the sun shine in.
the sons and daughters of light, let the sun shine in. And wherever you are on the planet, that's definitely what we want to do. Get out in the sunlight, breathe some fresh air, get into the water, and sing songs around the campfire, because we need to get through these dark and difficult times. I'm going to cruise on out with Willie Chirino, Sing a Song, the Al Kent edit. I'll be back next week here on WSCS on Saturday evening at 10 p.m. Or you can listen online at classicalwscs.org. Until then, wishing you many blessings.